Track 10, final news stories. Plea to name town pavilion after cricketer. A Newtonian has made an impassioned plea for the town to continue to remember the legacy of a famous local cricketer by naming a pavilion after him. Born and bred in Newton Abbot, Bert Sowerby says the Baker's Park Pavilion should be named after Len Coldwell, just like the previous pavilion was. Len, who played in 7 tests for England from 1962 to 1964, opened the Len Coldwell Pavilion in August 1968. It was demolished in 2021 as part of the redevelopment of the park, and the new pavilion does not appear to have an official name. The Mid Devon Advertiser has approached Teignbridge District Council for clarification. In the meantime, 92-year-old Bert feels that it should be called the same as the original 1960s pavilion in honour of Len. "It's not asking much," Bert said. "It's better than to have it named after some obscure councillor." "I feel strongly about this," Bert said. "He played alongside and was a friend to Len. A right-arm fast-medium bowler, Len, alongside his bowling partner Jack Flavell, saw unprecedented success in English county cricket. Len and Jack brought Worcestershire its first success in the county championships in 1964 and 65. The pavilion should be named the same as it was before. Len deserves to be recognised," Bert said. In 1961, Coldwell took 140 wickets and finished 6th in the national averages. The following year, his best, he took 152 wickets and was 4th. Coldwell was not much of a batsman. In 15 years of first-class cricket, he failed to reach 40 runs in an innings. He died in Teignmouth in 1996 at the age of 63. "There was no big-headedness with Len," Bert said. "He was a super guy and a very good man."
Can you hear that? It's the sound of owls across Newton Abbot, rejoicing at the installation of a new owl box in the town. The new box, located atop a tree at the Courtney Centre, was installed by crew from Newton Abbot Fire Station, who made the short journey to the centre for the task on Monday the 22nd of September. And not even an emergency call could stop the installation. Thankfully, we had enough crew on scene for a few members to stay and finish off the installation, whilst the remainder of the firefighters ran back to the station, said a spokesman for Newton Abbot Fire Station. The Courtney Centre have been hard at work to develop its communal space at the rear of its building on King Stainton Road.
Disability Together has been revealed as the new name for Living Options Devon, alongside a fresh new logo, updated look and redesigned website. For 35 years, the charity has supported disabled people across the South West. More than 10,000 people use its services every year, from well-being and peer support to advice, training and advocacy. The charity says its mission remains the same, to create access and opportunity for disabled people to live with more choice, control and independence. They say there's still more to do in Devon alone, with over 120,000 people who could benefit from the charity's support. The organisation has reflected on who it is and where it's going. It became clear that the old name no longer reflected the breadth of those it supports or the variety of work it undertakes. The charity said that in some cases it was even acting as a barrier, preventing people from finding them or understanding the difference it makes. The new name, Disability Together, puts disabled people firmly at the heart of the organisation. Alongside the new name, the strapline, "Because every ability matters," reflects their strong belief in inclusion and equality. The new logo is a colourful flower made of different shapes, showing the mix of people, skills and services that make up the charity.
Just the ticket for lucky winner Imogen. It was a Willy Wonka moment for student Imogen Earp when she found a golden ticket. But for the organisers of a competition to win entry to Devon's top attractions, it was the end of a 3-year mystery. The Devon's top attraction's golden ticket was one of just two tickets which had been hidden in a special Rowcroft Hospice South Devon Monopoly edition. The game had been bought from the Rowcroft Hospice shop in Newton Abbot as an 18th birthday present for Imogen. But it remained unopened while Imogen was away at university, and the ticket's whereabouts were unknown. When she finally opened the game, the second golden ticket was tucked inside. It gives her a year of free entry for up to four people at all of Devon's top attractions. Imogen said, "I was thrilled to find the golden ticket in my Monopoly game, but had no idea it was in there. I look forward to getting out and about with my family and revisiting some of my childhood favourite places in Devon. It's such a wonderful prize, and I want to visit as many attractions as I can." Golden tickets had been hidden inside just two boxes at the Hasbro Monopoly packing factory to help boost sales of the charity localised edition. Each Monopoly game purchased helped raise vital funds for Rowcroft Hospice. The special edition, launched in 2022, features well-loved local landmarks and businesses. Mark Hawkins, CEO of Rowcroft Hospice, said, "We're really pleased the missing and much sought-after final golden ticket has been found, and the Imogen can now enjoy a year of free days. The Rowcroft Monopoly project provided us with a new and creative income stream for the hospice to support patients with life-limiting illnesses across South Devon, and we're so grateful to everyone who supported it. The charity project not only shone a spotlight on the unique character of South Devon, but also raised much-needed funds to help Rowcroft deliver its vital services."
It was a special morning on Saturday, the 27th of September, at Tynmouth Seafront, as 436 runners and 39 volunteers gathered to celebrate the seventh birthday of Tynmouth Promenade Park Run, writes event director and founder Paul Burgess. The event started on September the 29th, 2018. Since then, participants have run nearly 75,000 park runs, equivalent to running around the planet Earth nine times. The invitation of seaside-themed fancy dress to celebrate this occasion was taken up by a number of runners and walkers to celebrate the event's birthday. There were a variety of sea creatures, with lobsters and seagulls being very popular. Lifeguards and mermaids were well represented, and there was a good variety of seaside paraphernalia worn in various ways. Park Run has been a fantastic success for Tynmouth, and without the huge team of volunteers turning out each week, the event simply could not happen, Paul said. And the article is surrounded by photographs of some very interesting, well, I think it's a lobster, but not totally sure, but I definitely know this dear little girl is a mermaid.
A group of current and former prisoners are understood to have launched legal action against the government over alleged exposure to harmful radon gas at Dartmoor Prison. Claims are said to have been issued on behalf of the group, already numbering more than 500, including prisoners, ex-inmates and prison staff. The action claims the Ministry of Justice had been aware since 1987 that inmates could have been exposed to the gas, yet no effective measures were taken to protect their health. The action says prisoners and staff were kept in the dark about the risks of the odourless gas, which can cause lung cancer. The first public admission from the authorities that radon could be a problem came when the Ministry of Justice closed the Princetown prison in the summer of 2024. All inmates were transferred to other prisons. Many doubt that the prison dating back to 1809 will ever reopen, as it's built from and rests on granite, a rock which constantly emits radon. Many prisoners have reported suffering poor health, with three prisoners being diagnosed with cancer, possibly linked to radon exposure in their cells. The group has written to the Prime Minister seeking an apology and compensation. The Prison Officers Association said it was unaware of any active radon-related legal cases, but was collecting relevant data from any members exposed to radon in case it was needed.